Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J in the morning. Miss J.
Where you are,
hey.
Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he
the cattle's on the hill. And it's the God who wipes my tears. Everybody's enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God. That's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God. That's
the God
I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that. Give
Let's
me that.
Go.
Give me that. I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Featuring my boy Molly Music, give me that. I want that love that will never, ever, ever change. And y'all keep showing me every day the same love from God is coming out from me to you right here on Miss J in the Morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, sunshine. Love you all. Smiles, bright love, joy, happiness, give me all of that. And you're about to get it all today right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. I'm so excited. Yet another day, another opportunity to start your day off right. Right here on Miss J in the Morning, we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Production. Also on iartistradio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my iArtist Radio marketing team, the other DJs out there. Man, we are off the chain. iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you log on. Download the TuneIn app. You can hear the best in any type of music you can think of, except heavy metal. I don't think we play country or heavy metal. But that probably will be coming soon, because DJ Abnormal is like off the chain, like got DJs all over the place. And I'm just proud to be a part of such a wonderful and amazing team. I am proud to be a part of your daily routine. I hear people say, you know what, I'm sorry I missed the show today, but, you know, I still love you, and it's okay. If you missed it, you can listen on demand on iHeartRadio.com. You can also log back on the blogtalkradio.com and find out more about how you can listen to past shows. So make sure you log on to the website, and you don't have to worry about missing the show. It's all good, but don't let it happen often. Start the show off right with Kirk Franklin featuring Molly Music. Give me that. That love that'll never change. The power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. You know, there's a lot of little G's. Yeah, God, the Almighty, the Ultimate, the Creator, the Universe, whatever you want to name him, he is the Ultimate. I said it yesterday, and I want to say it again. Some people were asking me about the quote about go. I was telling people at the end of yesterday's show, it's time to go. Two-thirds of God's name. Two-thirds of God's name is go. Go. God is not a dormant God. God is not the God that most of us Christians, and I'm saying us because I'm part of that label, most of us Christians portray him to be. A lot of Christians think that we need to spend our time inside the church praying, Ishan Dabobo, Shabakin, Shirakin, all that. Not Sirach. I said Shirach. Y'all, get your mind right. All this stuff, lathering folks up with oil and dancing around the church, and then you go home and you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your bills, and the world is looking at you like, then what did you do all that for? You're getting some good cardio while you're shouting, but I need help. I need some food. I'm hungry. Thanks for the prayer, but my stomach is growling. I can't sit in church and pay attention because I'm worried that when I get home, my stuff is going to be out on the street. That's the type of ministry, that's the type of Christianity we're supposed to focus on. The Christianity, the love, the action that's going to actually be effective in the community. So today we're going to talk about that love that'll never change. We're going to talk about being effective in the community. We have a lot of good news going on and some alerts, you know, Walmart, once again, in the news, but it's actually for a good thing today. And Ms. J is going to talk about, I get a lot of people wondering why I don't like Walmart. Well, I'm always bashing Walmart. And I try to give Walmart a chance just yesterday. So I'm going to talk about that, talk about the Walmart news. Jay-Z, I want to tell y'all, like, I am a Christian. I really don't do the hip-hop scene. I'll listen to it. There's a lot that I do like. Jay-Z is not one of my favorite hip-hop artists. It's just, I mean, he's just a business genius to me, one of a kind. Most people don't know that about Jay-Z. So I want to talk about that side of Jay-Z that I do admire and some alerts that are coming up with new federal driving laws. Yeah, I didn't say national. I said federal, like the feds are trying to get into all this stuff with us driving. So those of you who have your license and driving for years, some things are going to be changing, so you need to refresh your course. Those new ones who are just getting behind the wheel, Lord, help you, please. Talking about that today, of course, we have the midday area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to act like a super, like, DJ, like one of those type of DJs. Yeah, I did do that. But let's get back into some music. Get you up, get you going, tell everyone to call in and listen on their phone, 714-816-4743. Gonna pull back from the past to brighten your day up today. Here's George Huff, A Brighter Day, right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
Believe that there will be a brighter day.
When you can't go on.
right here on Miss J in the Morning, brighter day. Don't worry about what's going on today. Don't even worry about what you have to face. You know, some people don't even know that you're stressed out. Have you ever been to a chiropractor or a doctor? Here's a test. You can test yourself right now as we speak to see if you are experiencing stress in your body. The distance between your ear and your shoulder is supposed to be around 2 to 3 inches. If the distance between your ear and your shoulder is less than that, that means your shoulders are up towards your ears. If you just readjusted your shoulders down, you are tense and stressed out. I know most of you guys are laughing because we do it all the time. It's a natural reaction when we're thinking thoughts. When we're sitting there, our body tenses up, and you're walking around with your shoulders up towards your ears and wondering why people keep asking, are you okay? We tense up when we're dreading to go to work, or we wake up and we hear that person in the shower that we know should not be there in our house. So you're walking around carrying all this stress in your body and wondering why your body is reacting in a certain type of way. Just the subtle things are the things we need to pay attention to. So focus on the positive. It is going to happen. There is going to be a brighter day. I'm a living witness. Most people think that I say all this stuff. I don't use a script when I'm on air. I don't have, I write down the area codes for the Ms. J area code check-in. I have notes about the news. But other than that, I'm really sharing my heart and my passion and my experience in life to help others. And I know that's part of my life's mission is to make sure that I'm helping people across the world OD on positivity. And the things that I talk about are things that I've experienced, things that I've studied, things that I've learned, things that I've gained knowledge and wisdom and all that stuff about. So stress is not just something that I know about. It's something that I've experienced myself. I understand having that job that you dread, that boss or that person at work, that you want to make sure you park on the other side of the building because you know they walk in on one side of the building, or having that awkward moment with somebody in your house that you really don't want to be there and the tension is there because you feel bad because you don't want them to leave, but you need them to leave. Being in a relationship that you know is not going anywhere, but you just don't know how to say goodbye, I've been there. Being in a financial strain where you literally have to go minute by minute. I understand living life like that, sometimes second by second. People ask how you are, ask me in about 30 seconds because I don't know right now. I get it, but I'm a living witness that God is an ultimate, almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, perfect God, and he will bring you out of it. He will never take you to something if he does not plan to bring you through something. So there will be a brighter day. Shout out to George Huff, just an awesome person, personally. I got an opportunity to spend some time with him, do some work with him on a couple of occasions, and I love him. So I'm actually going to have to keep more of his music in rotation. So shout out to George Huff. But another little thing about Miss J is that I love feel-good music, y'all. I love the music that makes me get up and get going during the day, throughout my day while I'm driving in the car, running errands, dropping my son off at school, or, you know, getting dinner ready or going to the grocery store, or what I have on Pandora, or what I have on my MP3 player. Happy, good, feel-good music. Those of you who are looking for love in all the wrong places, or you guys are in love or trying to manage a relationship, pay attention to the type of music you listen to. The reason why I only play certain songs or types of music is because there's only certain songs and types of music you need to hear first thing in the morning. You don't need to listen to As We Lay. No, I know. It's a great song. I love it. Great R&B. Kelly Price did it. The original is, Shirley Murdoch. All that great stuff. But if you really want a faithful relationship, you don't need to listen to relationship music about cheating. If you want to please a man and you want to make sure that you trust him and you have an open relationship, walking around the house singing Keisha Cole, I Should Have Cheated, and all It's not inspiring your man to think that you're sane. Women, I'm talking to you. Listen, if you walk around saying, I don't want no scrub, and your man is having a financial issue, he's going to think you're talking about him. Not that you just like the song. I'm just saying that we have to think about these types of things. Men, you can't sit here and listen to all this music that's calling women out of their names and talking about dropping low and sweep it up and pick it up and all this type of stuff and then want a lady in your life. Well, this is what you're putting in your spirit. This is what you're putting through your ear gate. And so that's why you're attracting these women. I want a woman in the streets but a freak in the bed. Okay, so you get the freak. She just don't know how to be a woman in the streets yet. Okay, I'm not going to go there with the whole relationship thing. I'm just saying that we need to make sure that we focus on listening to inspirational music. Music, listen to people talking, putting the things in your body that you want out in life. That's the moral of your story. So we're going to get into some music because, yeah, Ms. J wants to get up and get some dancing going. So all my happy people, join me once again with some R. Kelly. R. Kelly's right here on a day in the morning. Happy people, let's get up. Let's groove. Let's do a two-step. Hey. Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Step to the left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, moving close. And let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right. Stand around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, moving close. Let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right. Stand around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, moving close. And let me see you and your partner stroll.
Something, and we just gonna have like the best steppers there are to just like show y'all like how to do it. Some people just don't know. Do you know dancing to good music? Not only is great cardio, burns calories, it actually improves the circulation, your blood circulation, your heart, those of us who are struggling with joint issues to get you moving. I mean, it's all good. That's why right here on this day in the morning, we play the best in inspirational music, and I have to push you sometimes. I have to force you. I have to encourage you. I have to probe you. Sometimes I got to slap you to OD on positivity. We always say we want a better and healthier life. And it's not just about people who are overweight. There are some people who are considered skinny and still unhealthy. There are people that are considered, healthy eaters. They exercise and still dying of heart attacks because of stress. You have to relieve the stress. I had a saying that I used to go by back in the day, but I had to change it. But part of it is true. How you start your day determines how it will end. Now, that's not necessarily true because you could have a bad day and doesn't necessarily mean it's going to start, you could have a bad morning and doesn't mean it's going to end bad. But your thoughts, your mentality has actually been proven, and a study was done, that people who wake up in the morning and actually focus on a positive thought or a positive word or do something to encourage themselves in the morning are actually more successful than the people who don't. They actually make like $10,000 more per year than the people who don't. So I think I would want to do that like every day so I could make some more money. I don't know about y'all. I mean, some of y'all Christians out there, I got Jesus and that's enough. Well, it's a lot of broke Christians that got Jesus and paying their phone bill. I just have to put that out there. Amen. Because we're going to get delivered from that ignorance. Hallelujah. So we need to focus on the positive all the time. So that's why I have the Ms. J Challenge. It's a simple quote, and it simply says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want you guys to repeat it after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Ms. J Challenge. Most of us know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. Consecutive means you don't stop. You don't take weekends off. If you take a weekend off, you got to start all over again to develop a habit. You guys, I want to give you another little nugget of wisdom. Do you know why Mondays are always like the worst days? It's because you took a break. It's actually been proven that people that work 7 days a week are actually more successful, more excited about their job than people that only work 5 days a week. So people, I need a day off. Well, you don't necessarily have to have a day off. You can do shorter hours on different days. But, you know, because of religious beliefs and different things are going on, people normally take the weekends off. Most people work at 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And so because you continue to take those breaks, going to work has not become a habit. So you have to start all over and gear back up for Monday. And it is hard. It's a strain. So if you want to develop a habit, you can't take any breaks. Those of us who are trying to lose weight, eat better, exercise more. You cannot take any days off or any breaks. It's not going to work. Most of us call them cheat days. You have your cheat day and try to gear right back up to not cheat the next day. It's not going to work. So if you want to OD on positivity, at least for 21 days consecutively, you have to repeat that to yourself. Now, when I started doing the challenge myself, sometimes I would have to repeat that to myself 21 times in one day for 21 days. But now I have it posted in my car. I have it on my desk at work. I have it a couple places in my house. I even have it in my purse. Like, I have to remind myself that there are some crazy people out there that will test you. God will allow them to test what you're speaking. So when you say, no matter what anyone says about me, and you log on to Facebook, make a choice to be positive in every way. Sometimes being positive doesn't mean to politely cuss them out. Sometimes being positive means to not respond at all. How powerful is that? Do you know sometimes silence is more powerful than if you speak? If somebody is coming at you, whether it's through social media, they're sending you a crazy text message or sent you a note that your body started getting hot, I'm going to share this with y'all. At my job, I work at the welfare office in Northern California, there was a co-worker of mine who needed my assistance. And I normally take a certain day off of work. So when I got back, I guess, you know, she was behind and a bit frustrated that I had agreed to help her, but I took a day off. So she nicely, you know, placed a huge note, it wasn't a letter, but it was a big note, on my keyboard demanding that I come see her. Now, mind, she's not my supervisor. She's not my boss. She's just a coworker that I chose to help. Demanding that I immediately see her because she's 32 days behind on her work and I took a day off and she didn't realize and all this type of stuff. So in my mind, what I wanted to say was, chick, please, you are not my boss. I don't work for you. I'm not your personal assistant. How dare you even think to put a note on my computer when I got work? Just because I took a day off, I don't have to report to you and tell you when my day is off on. I mean, I was just going off on the inside. I can actually feel the heat rising from the pits of my stomach up my face. But what I did politely was I folded the note up and I put it in my pocket. And that's it. I started my day. I didn't respond to her. I didn't say anything. I went about my day doing my daily routine when I get up in the morning, checking my emails, doing all that great stuff, started my day. So then I actually forgot about the note. When I remembered about the note, I was headed to lunch, and I put my hand in my pocket, and I opened it up, and I said, oh, yeah. By that time, I had calmed down, and I went to her, and I told her, I said, you know, I have a day off. I understand you need some help. What I'll do is I'll help you when I have time. And I walked away. I didn't wait for her to respond. I didn't have to give her any explanation. And it's cool. No matter how she feels, that's on her. And sometimes that's what we need to do. But in, you know, the old days, Ms. J would have, yeah. Ms. J, yeah, I would have told her. Yes, y'all know how that is. But sometimes, no matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice to be positive. Being negative, cussing people out, telling them, well, that's just how I am. I keep it real. I can't hold my tongue. I'm the type of person that, no, I ain't going to let nobody. You know, all those type of things are excuses to make a negative choice, and it hasn't worked for you. You still got crazy people coming up to you doing crazy things, right? So try the opposite. Let's try being more positive. So I'm going to help you each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on this day in the morning. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. We're going to come back with the news. I'm going to share my Walmart experience, y'all, and Walmart is in the news again, but this time it's for a good reason. Again, Jay-Z, the other side of Jay-Z that I actually admire, and there's some new laws that are coming out with driving. So the commercial break is only like a minute and 30 seconds, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeena Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. PST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity. Variety show, inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
Hey, y'all. This is Emma Shell, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last mile on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, oh,
morning. Good morning to everybody out there in radio land. So excited about your life. I really am. I'm excited about mine. I'm excited about not just surviving, but actually doing something. Shout out to everybody that's getting up, going to work, getting up, starting your business, getting up, taking care of your house, getting up and going about your day. You survived yesterday, and guess what? You were blessed with a brand new day, a brand new 24 hours to get it right. So let go of yesterday. You survived that. You're over it. Let's get and conquer today. Let's get together. Let's get up. It's Miss J in the morning. We're live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com, also on iartistradio.com, y'all. Miss J is international, baby. Yes, and it's time for the Miss J area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to act somewhat like a DJ, MC, yeah. No rhyme or reason, y'all. I like doing it, and y'all keep encouraging me to do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to play that today. I haven't put that in rotation in a minute. But anyway, it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. If you want to get in when you fit in right now, hurry up, call 714-816-4743. Let me take a sip of my coffee. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. And it's Jay in the morning. So here we go. 403-209-501-416-408-770-818-323-334-510-336-864-404-213-414-716. 513-702-678-310-916-212-757-817-943-601-483-662. Woo! Hey, I did it. Oh, it's the Miss J area code check-in. Didn't mess up on that one. See, I'm getting better, y'all. I'm getting better with my flow skills. Yes, MC right here on Miss J in the morning. Shout out to those of you who are listening on your computer, all my Macs and PCs. Love you very much. Thank you for tuning in. How do you stay in contact with Ms. J? All you have to do is log on to MsJProductions.com. News is updated frequently. If you have any questions or you want to talk to me for a minute, go ahead. Call my office, 209-286-MsJ. That's 209-286-MsJ, which is also 6495. Hit me up. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Shout out to my friends, my Twitter buds, and my subbies. Love all of you guys. So let's keep this thing in rotation. All of my supporters are on the website, on my supporters page. So if I ever talk about somebody, give somebody a shout-out, and you want to know who they are and how to get in contact with them, go to my supporters page. If you want to support me and offer me any information that you want to share that's positive to my listeners, go ahead and email me, info@msjproductions.com. Now, I do have a special announcement about all of you who want to show me love. I'm attending a few events. Throughout the year, I'll be in Southern California at the end of this month, then the beginning of the next month, be in the Bay Area supporting my brother, my homeboy, the Lock Lion. Okay, y'all that are my subbies on YouTube, y'all already know how I feel about this bro, right? Like, he's amazing. Amazing artist. Amazing. Anyway, that's an inside joke. But log on to my website, my YouTube channel. Y'all can find out more about him. He's going to be in the Bay Area at the beginning of May, so it's awesome. The ladies that are looking for pumps empowerment sessions, y'all done blew me up so big. I got to open it up to the fellas. So a lot of stuff is happening, so you need to make sure to keep it locked on the website. Now, here's the announcement. Those of you who want me to attend your event, I appreciate you inviting me on Facebook. Facebook invites are great, but I can't get to them every day. So the best thing to do is to log onto my website and submit a booking request. All you have to do is click booking. It's really simple. Put in the information, and I get that quicker than if you would invite me on Facebook, and then I get it the day before the event, and you guys are mad that I can't go. So I've already said it. I'll say it again. And I love you. But let's get into some news today, y'all. I know that's what y'all want to talk about. So a lot of people get upset because I'm always downing Walmart. Walmart, I believe, you know, Sam and all them, they cool. I mean, y'all do what you do. One of the biggest companies in the world. But I just don't think because you have a lot of quantity that you have great quality. That's my issue. I don't like the quality of Walmart. Now, this is my personal opinion. Walmart has gone through some changes in the stock market and all these things. Y'all remember when Walmart first came out, the logo was the happy face. Remember the don't worry, be happy face? And he was bouncing around, knocking down prices. And now all of a sudden it's just this little yellow star flowery looking thing. Well, Walmart was actually sued some years ago for using that logo because it wasn't theirs to use. So it says a lot about a company, about, I mean, really, the don't worry, be happy. Everybody knew that, and you're using it, and it wasn't yours. So that's why they had to change it. And then they didn't have plastic bags for a while, and now they don't even have the little star thing. They just say Walmart because they was just done with the logos and didn't know because they don't know how to do research. But anyway, my personal opinion about Walmart is that I just never have a good experience at Walmart. I don't know if it's something internally in my spirit or what it is. I just don't like it because I never, from the parking lot on, I get anxiety. The parking lot's never, I don't care what Walmart you've been to. I've lived in Atlanta, in NorCal, Southern California. I've been up north. I've been on the East Coast. Even in Texas, all the Walmarts are the same. The parking lots make no sense to me. They have tight aisles, and then now that everybody has these SUVs, it's always wrecks in the parking lot. They have 8 handicapped spots. Why would you do that? If somebody is severely handicapped and they're in the 8th one, they stay far away because the first parking stall seems like it's 2 miles away from the front door. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that Walmart, quote, has 2 main entrances and they always close one side or one time during the night because they're like 24 hours. Why would you do that? I got to walk all the way around when you got the whole section open that night. It's not even a security issue because you never really have security that's worth anything at Walmart. Never had great customer service at Walmart. They always have tons of workers that's stocking stuff and never know where anything is. Every time I go and I need help to find something, the person that's stalking in that aisle, oh, no. I don't get it. Customer service people are always slow. They always have about 30 to 32 aisles, and they only open up 5, especially during the most busiest time of the day. I just don't get it. That's my personal opinion about Walmart. Try to give Walmart an opportunity, and they always let me down. So there's only 2 reasons why Ms. J will ever go to Walmart, and that is because Walmart is it would only have to be Walmart's the only store, and I can't go anywhere else. And I'm, like, in dire need of something. Like, that's it. Oh, the bathrooms are always horrible. Like, the bathrooms are always horrible at Walmart. That says a lot about management and that type of thing. The second reason that I would only go to Walmart is because Miss Tina has her clothing line there. Now, those of you who know Miss J know that I'm not really a fashionista, but I like good clothes. I like quality of clothes. Now, Walmart's, what is that, Faded Glory and that type of brand, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. The only other times I buy my son the little Garanimals T-shirts, and that's because they're $3.88, and he's 4, and he's going to get them dirty anyway. But Miss Tina is actually Beyonce's mom. Yeah, Beyonce's mom, Miss Tina, actually has a clothing line in Walmart, and her clothes are great, great quality, and they fit me. So I will go there because her clothing line is there because I can't get the House of Darion all the time, and it's at great prices. So those are the only 2 reasons why I would go to Walmart. Other than that, I stay away from Walmart. But people get upset that I talk about Walmart because everybody likes Wally World. So yesterday, I decided to give it another try. I'm in a different city than I live in, and I said, well, let's go to Walmart and see what they got about Miss Tina. Well, I go there, and I'm walking around. Of course, there's a worker there. Don't even know nothing about Miss Tina. Proving me right again. And she barely speaks any English. So I'm asking her, and I'm looking at Miss Tina, how you know it's her, she has a golden tag. So I'm looking for the golden tags on the rack. There's none. And I said, it has a golden tag. She goes, oh, well, we only get 1 or 2 pieces here. Really? So every store doesn't carry the Miss Tina line? No, only some. I mean, I had to go to a manager. She said, only some stores. What company does that? Like, what company sells only certain things in certain stores, especially if y'all both are a super Walmart? I can see if it's a smaller Walmart, you don't have the capacity to do it all, but you got tons of bathing suits and all this retarded-looking stuff and workout clothes when America's, like, the fattest nation ever, so especially California. It ain't too many people working out, and you don't have Miss Tina clothing line. So if I want to spend my money in your establishment, I can't because y'all, I just don't do Walmart. It's just too much. I can't. I'm already tired talking about it. I just. But Walmart is in the news. That's my whole spiel. But for something great, it happened again. A Walmart employee finds $20,000 in an envelope and returns it to the customer. Woo! I told y'all Ms. J might not, I don't know, I might not just be there. I might not be that saved. We hear it time and time again of people finding money. I reported about it a few stories ago. People finding money and actually return it to the owners and getting a reward. Now, this guy is actually an immigrant. He just immigrated to America from Ghana. That's in Africa. And he only makes $9.19 an hour. He works in Washington State, Federal Way, Washington, not Washington, D.C. And he was helping this couple load their stuff in the car. And while they drove off, they were pulling away, he noticed this envelope on the ground, and he saw that money was in it and actually chased them down to stop them. They thought the dude had went crazy, really, they said. And noticed what he had found, and the wife began to cry because it was actually the down payment for their home. And the reason why they had the cash is because they didn't want to wait for a check to clear. So I actually commend him for doing so, and they wanted to give him a reward and say thank you so much, because if they lost it and somebody was dishonest, they would not be able to get their home. And they wanted to give him a reward, and he turned it down. He was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. No, I just wanted to bless you. He's 32 years old. I can't even pronounce his name, but I'll open up the forum so you guys can read the whole story for yourself. And so Walmart did honor him. He received the National Integrity in Action Award that Walmart gives out for 2013, which I think is awesome, but can you also give him a raise? Yeah, Walmart, great. Anyway, that's just my sidebar. But I think that's an awesome story. I'll open up the forum so we can talk about that a little bit more. Moving on, because I'm running out of time, y'all, talking about Jay-Z in business. Now, y'all know I really don't do the hip-hop thing, and I think Jay-Z is great. Some of his music I love. But on the business side, I think Jay-Z is amazing. Now, I want to tell this to all the artists out there. Your music is not going to get you the money. The lifestyle that you are running after will only come when you invest and become owners of something. That's all I want to say. We'll talk about it later. Jay-Z actually is not the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, but he does own a share of them. Now Jay-Z is selling it. He's getting up out of it. He only owns 1%, but 1% is a lot. Considering Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, he owns less than 1% of the Nets, but now, yes, he is selling it. He is getting out of it because he is going to start an agency. He's going to start a sports representative agency so he can represent athletes and all those type of stuff. And so to work with the NBA, you can't own any part of any team. So that's why he's selling it, and I think that's awesome because now you can invest more into the players and get into more different teams than just focusing on one. I think that's brilliant. I'm going to post it so we can talk about it more. I think that's just awesome. Jay-Z, to me, even Diddy, like they are, I mean, like business, like off the chain. You got to do your research about certain artists. You only see them in one way and don't know why they have the lifestyle they have, because they're being smart with their money and the income that they earn. They're investing. They're owning. That's what you have to do. Working for somebody else and all this payout is not going to work. So shout out to Jay-Z. The forum will be open on Facebook. We can talk about it. But in other news, what's going on with driving? A study just shows that, okay, we understand that texting using your cell phone is horrible, but what has been proven worse than text messaging while driving is daydreaming. Yes, increase in crashes by distracted or daydreaming drivers. You ever been thinking about something because you're thinking about your bills and you just ain't paying attention? So now the feds are getting together to actually try to get laws, and now they're thinking about, like, implementing, like, frequent, like, psych tests, really? So if y'all crazy, y'all might not be able to drive. And I think it's great because some people out there are getting their driver's license from the Cracker Jack box. I don't know. But anywho, that's what's going on in the news. Ms. J has talked up all the news time, so I leave you with an awesome song, y'all. to get your day going. I appreciate all of you guys who stick with me and who love me and who love to, you know, mess with me and talk with me on the show. But you guys, make sure you have an awesome day. It's going to be a good day today, y'all. It really is. So I'm going to leave you with Jay Moss, Good Day. We're at the end of the show, but before I put this song on, I want you guys to make sure that you focus on the positive in the day. No matter what's going on in your business, no matter what's going on in your relationships, at home, on your job, even at church and in your community, make a choice to be positive in every single way. Make sure you run after your dreams, the things that keeps tugging at you, that won't let you go. Live a life knowing. Don't be afraid of failure. Live a life knowing at least you tried, rather than I wonder what would have happened if. Try it. Don't be afraid of failure. Embrace it. Failure is the fertilizer that will help you grow. Failure is the fertilizer that will help you grow. It strengthens you. You need it in life. So go ahead and embrace it. Embrace the process. Have an awesome day. I look forward to talking to you guys all the time. You guys are like family to me, so that's why I get going. Passionate about life. Passionate about positivity, and I'm passionate about ODing on it right here in this day in the morning, Monday through Friday, live. Worldwide, y'all. International, baby. So here's Jay Moss. Good day. I love you guys and have an awesome day. And I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
love, victory.